He was one of the most important figures in television history. Prolific sitcom producer and writer Norman Lear has died at the age of 101. On a January night in 1971, Lear changed television forever.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
All in the Family was highly controversial when it hit the air on CBS, but within months it was the number one show in America, and it spun off another classic. The Jeffersons, along with Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, they were just a few of the shows that Lear created that set the medium on a new and enduring course.
Well, joining us live, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. Jason, good to have you on with us. Put into words, man, just how significant of an impact Norman Lear had on television.
Oh, I'm so glad you played those clips because, yeah, I mean, the impact is everywhere today. I mean, that song you were playing of Archie and Edith singing at the piano, you know, those were the days. That can be seen by kids today watching Family Guy. That whole theme song is them. That's spoofing Archie and Edith. I mean, Archie Bunker was so iconic. All in the Family was recently voted the number two best sitcom behind Seinfeld by the WGA. The writing was incredible. And in sports, you know, we talk about like the coaching tree, you know, the coaches that inspire other coaches to go win Super Bowl, etc. All in the Family through Norman Lear inspired so many other spinoffs. I mean, most famously the Jeffersons, you know, with George and Wheezy. They were the Bunker's neighbors. So of course they got their own show, the Jeffersons, and that iconic Moving On Up theme song. Maude, starring Bea Arthur before Golden Girls was a spinoff. Maude, of course, was Edith's outspoken cousin with the Bunkers. And then, of course, Maude then spawned Good Times because Florida Evans was Maude's maid. So then without that, we wouldn't get JJ and Dynamite. And then you entered Sanford and Son, which wasn't a spinoff, but there are so many other great shows and great lines like, "Hear that, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you." So many of our favorite lines started with Norman Lear and All in the Family.
It was Norman Lear's willingness to take on controversial issues, be it social or political, that cemented his legacy, though, in TV. Talk about the ones that stand out.
Oh, yeah. All in the Family was one of the first shows to deal with divorce and menopause and abortion and, you know, racial and political issues all the time. And Lear was inspired from his own relationship with his own dad. He told me his dad called him meathead growing up. He said, "You're a meathead." And so that dynamic, that culture war between the father-son generations played out on screen with Archie Bunker getting into disputes with Rob Reiner, who played meathead in the show. And, you know, so Archie would sort of say maybe the offensive, you know, backward thinking thing that maybe sadly a lot of Americans were saying privately, sadly. But then Meathead would kind of come in with Lear's voice as the voice of reason, enlightening everyone, trying to elevate the conversation, maybe, you know, better us as a society.
Jason, you just mentioned it. You interviewed Norman Lear back in 2015. What other nuggets did you learn from him?
Yeah. He called in about to discuss his book in 2015 and again in 2017 for the Kennedy Center honors on the red carpet briefly. But yeah, I didn't realize he flew 52 missions over Europe in World War II. I mean, talk about the greatest generation. They made him different back then. But everyone knew, you know, he produced more than 100 TV shows, but I'd forgotten he executive produced 20 movies, including giving Rob Reiner, you know, his early shots to make, you know, This is Spinal Tap and Stand By Me and The Princess Bride. I mean, Meathead did pretty well for himself. When I heard Lear passed away, it was so sad, not only because we actually talked to him on WTOP, but just think of all the legacy. I'm going to end with a triple pun for you. Ready? He finally today moved on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Those were the days when we watched him and, ain't we lucky we got him? It was good times.
Yeah. Jason, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
See ya.
WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.